Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, a service of the Legionaries of Christ.
NRC Meditation for May 1st, 2024. Wednesday of the fifth week of Easter. Separated from Christ. From the Gospel of John, chapter 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me, as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own, unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you, unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me, and I in him, will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." Introductory Prayer. Lord, thank you for granting me the opportunity to be with you. There are things in life, Lord, that attract me, but you attract me more. I hope in you, and I love you. Maybe I don't really understand what it means to love, and maybe I don't love the way I should, but I do love you. Petition. Lord, help me to grow in my interior life so I can remain united to you. First reflection. Forgetfulness of God. Lord, it is so easy to forget you when life gets busy. It is easy to forget you when things go well. Almost without realizing it, I begin to separate myself from the vine. My prayer time is a good thermometer. When I am separating myself from the vine, it becomes shorter and shorter until it almost fades. I go my own way. I forget to pray. However, it isn't necessarily a question of eliminating activities, but of doing all of these tasks for God and in union with Him. Second reflection, barrenness. If I separate myself from Christ, the vine, and invest my energies in something else, I know what is going to happen. I will produce no fruit. This is my experience. It has already happened. Eventually, I will wither and be thrown out like a dry branch. Lastly, these withered, old, dried-up branches will be gathered and thrown into a fire, and they will be burned. There is no way I can bear fruit if I am separated from the vine. Third reflection, abundant fruit. I want to produce abundant fruit. I want to help bring about a change in this world. That is attractive to me. That means a lot to me. I have tried different ways, and I know that only united to the vine can I bear lasting fruits for Christ's kingdom. This is the way I will glorify the Father. In this meditation, I already sense the sap running back into my soul. My life will produce fruit for others. Lord, help me to cling to the vine. Help me to strengthen that bond of unity. Help my faith and love for you grow, for you are my all. Conversation with Christ. Lord, it is easy to trust what I can see, feel, and touch. It is wiser, infinitely wiser, to trust you, even if you are hidden from me for now. Resolution. At least three times today, I will lift up my thoughts to offer one of my activities to God.
For more resources, visit RegnumChristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.